As you enjoy the charm of Savannah, it's hard to believe the story of this historic congregation began centuries ago, amid torture, spies, and intrigue. Let me give you some background.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492.
From that simple rhyme, lots of us learn that Isabella and Ferdinand of Spain were the purse strings responsible for Columbus's voyage to the New World. They were also the monarchs during the height of the Spanish Inquisition, where non-Catholics were given the ultimatum to convert, leave, or die. Many Jews opted to flee to Portugal, where they, along with Muslims and Christians, enjoyed religious tolerance. And so the story of the third oldest congregation in America begins. You see, the King of Portugal petitioned to marry Isabella and Ferdinand's daughter. The powerful couple would only consent to this arrangement if the marriage contract specified that Portugal's king persecute the Jews in his own country. Wanting to secure this politically advantageous union, he agreed. Persecution started immediately, and over time, non-Catholics were told there was no escape. Either convert or die. Fearing torture and public burnings, many Jews outwardly converted, but in actuality, they went underground to practice their faith in secret. They were known as conversos. Now, fast forward 200 years. Dr. Diego Nunez is a trusted physician to the royal family, as well as a grand inquisitor. He is wealthy, a well-respected member of society. In Lisbon, he has a palace near the king. But on Friday nights, he and his family retire to a secret room in his basement and light Sabbath candles. This goes on right under everyone's nose until one day someone, possibly a competitor, turns him into the Inquisition.
He practices the law of Moses. He goes to Mass, but he refuses to eat pork.
And so one evening, while observing Passover in their secret room, the Inquisition comes to his door. Dr. Nunez is thrown in prison and tortured. But because of his medical skills, the Grand Inquisitor decides to spare him, but only if he can place two spies in the doctor's household. A few years later, desperate to practice Judaism in public, Diego Nunez conceives an escape plan. Known for his parties, he invites guests to dinner and later some late-night entertainment on board a ship moored in the Lisbon harbor. The Inquisitor's spies are caught unaware when at midnight, the good doctor and 33 others set sail to England, having sewed diamonds and gold coins into their clothes to start a new life.